There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Doctor's log, hell date 2020. It's 7 a.m. I just ended my shift in the emergency room and now I am headed out. I grew up watching Star Trek reruns as a kid, and in the intro to Star Trek, they have this description of their mission, which is to go where no man has gone before. Right now, health and medical industries are on that kind of mission, and it really feels like my colleagues and I are embarking on this new journey as we stand on the front lines of the COVID crisis. We keep saying to each other, we've never done this before. We've never seen anything like this on this scale before. And so I wanted to capture some of this journey. So I'm starting my own captain's log. I'll be documenting my personal experiences and thoughts as this pandemic unfolds around us. I'm Esther Chu, MD, and this is my doctor's log. Go subscribe on radio.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
This segment brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn, ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn, tell people to stay off the lawn, compare it to your neighbor's lawn, and complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
We know staying in is a little easier when you can grill out. That's why Ace will help you get a great grill for your family from the best brands like Big Green Egg, Traeger, and Weber. And with your local Ace right in your neighborhood, we'll assemble and deliver your grill for free. Then, to make it even easier, we'll include free fuel to help you get grilling. The brands you love and the service you trust, only at Ace. Offer valid for Ace Rewards members through May 31st on grills and accessories $3.99 and up. Propane tank not included. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.
When you need professional building materials in a hurry, the Home Depot has your back. With a huge selection of pro-grade building materials from the brands you trust. Lumber, roofing, concrete, and insulation. No matter what you need, all you have to do is ask. You can even get job lot quantities of work materials sent right where you need them with job site delivery. Exactly what you need, when and where you need it. The best jobs start at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This segment brought to you by CarX Tire and Auto.
ProFootballTalk.com, NBC Sports, Twitter.com/ProFootballTalk.
Hey, we're getting better. We're getting better. We're getting beat.
NFL Insider Mike Florio.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We love our opportunity to talk to Mike Florio. He joins us on the Al Pamonte Ford Hotline, Al Pamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Good morning, Michael. How are you?
Morning, Mike.
Doing great. How are you guys today?
Well, we're all pumped up because there's going to be an owner's Zoom. So always, if we can somehow get on that, we have a lot of information we can garner. Will anything happen? Do you expect? I know there's two things they're voting on. What will pass? What won't pass?
Well, the one thing that I think fascinates me the most from a football standpoint is the death of replay review for pass interference. We know that that's gone. The question, though, is what do they replace it with? Do they replace it with anything at all? My understanding, after talking to some people who know what's going on and understand how these dynamics are going to play out without everyone in the same room together, it's going to be very difficult to come up with a proposal that enough owners would get behind to replace replay review for pass interference. So for 2020, I think we're going back to the rules that were on the books in 2018, which is hope like hell the officials get it right and don't screw it up. So there's going to be some risk there. And I think from the NFL's perspective, they got bigger fish to fry this year. if they get to the point where there's a call in the NFC Championship game that creates major controversy, that's probably a good thing. That means that they've played their regular season. They've played most of their playoffs. They're on the brink of the Super Bowl. Hey, great. There's somebody who's upset about a call in the NFC Championship game. That ultimately means they've checked all the boxes and made all the money. So I have a feeling they're going to go back to the way things were. And it may stay that way 1 year at a time until there's another blow up, whenever that blow up may be. And it may not happen for another 50 years. The Rooney Rule proposals are the other area of some controversy. And I had Tony Dungy on my afternoon podcast yesterday, PFTPM. He's against the draft pick enhancement that has been dangled for the hiring of minority coaches or general managers. You bump up 6 spots in round 3 if you hire a minority coach, 10 spots in round 3 if you hire a minority GM. He doesn't like that. He doesn't want that approach. He hopes that they will table it and talk about it some more. And to me, that makes the most sense. Hiring season doesn't start next week, right? We got 8 months. Let's take our time and come up with something that everyone can get behind. The last thing they need is a proposal that creates controversy and division over whether or not it's the right way to address a problem that at least the NFL finally is intent on trying to fix.
Yeah, I think you're right, Mike. I think that's problematic, that proposal. But I don't know if it's related to the other one, which would call for teams at least interviewing 2 minority candidates from outside the organization for head coaching openings, and at least 1 minority candidate would be interviewed for a coordinator spot. Isn't that a separate proposal to the other one? Because I think they're very, very different.
Yeah, it is a separate proposal, and that one doesn't even require a vote of ownership. That's going to happen no matter what. Mark Maskey of the Washington Post noted yesterday that the expanded interview obligations will not require any type of vote, and thus will have no controversy. But see, what the NFL is trying to do, they're shifting from the punishment-based approach, the thou shalt do X, Y, and Z, and they never enforce that rule. We see teams violate the spirit of the Rooney Rule all the time. Last year, the Texans were intent on hiring Nick Caserio from the Patriots. We knew they were going to try to hire Nick Caserio from the Patriots. They interviewed 2 minority general manager candidates while waiting to get clearance from the Patriots to interview and hire Nick Caserio. The Patriots slammed the door. The Texans abandoned that. And then they just don't hire a GM. It's shameful, right? And then they just hand the job to Bill O'Brien after the season ended. So I think that the NFL understands that rules based on you must do this are too easily broken, at least in spirit. So they're trying to pivot to a way to create incentives. The problem is I think that hinging hiring minority coaches or GMs to elevated draft status is too much, and it undermines a coach on the way through the door. And there's got to be a better way to address the issues, to slow down the hiring process, to convince owners to not have their mind made up about who they want to hire even before they fire the person they currently are employing. And I hope that Coach Dungy's comments from yesterday will resonate with people who are in a position to make these decisions and get them to just slow down and not do something that, as he said, could have the same kind of unintended consequences that replay review for pass interference had.
When we talk about teams reopening and buildings going to be occupied again by players, facilities being opened, it's a state-by-state issue. Is that competitive imbalance, Mike? Is there any concern that if the Colts open today and the Vikings can't, that's fair?
This is the first time since the pandemic began that we have seen the NFL put teams in a position where the rules are different depending upon where you are. Now, the NFL has smoothed out the imbalance by saying no coaches are permitted to report to the team facility, not even Bill O'Brien, who's also the GM of the Texans. GMs can be part of the staff that comes back, but no coaches anywhere. But you are going to have teams that are firing up the lawnmower again, getting things ready, and just from the standpoint of what front offices do, what scouts do, they're thinking about next year's draft. They're able to get together and have meetings that others can't have face-to-face. And even though they've taken great advantage of the Zoom technology, it's still not the same as meeting in the same room. So there is a disparity there. But you know what? This is just the first of what I think will be many disparities, up to and including some teams will play home games with the stands open and as many people who choose to assume the coronavirus risk showing up. and some states that say you cannot have fans, so the team has no home field advantage. But at some point, the NFL is just going to say, we have to deal with this, or we're not going to get our games in.
Mike, yesterday we heard from governors of California, New York, and Texas saying that their states would be welcoming to pro sports coming back and restarting. When you hear those reports, you start to wonder, were there any teams actively seeking alternative homes? Was this in response to the Chargers or the 49ers or teams in certain states saying, well, we were looking into Florida or other temporary venues?
I don't know any specific threats, and I think threat may be too strong of a statement. It's just fact, right? Is that a threat or a promise, right? It's just a reality. It's a reality. And I think California is the state that is the most significant in this regard, because Gavin Newsom, the governor there, had seemed to be the guy not that long ago, maybe just last week, who was the most negative about the prospect of professional sports proceeding, definitely with no fans present. But there was a sense that maybe they're not going to be able to proceed at all in those states. And I think the NFL has very subtly made it clear through conversations happening behind the curtain that always happen. It's political, not in a red state, blue state sense, but in the sense of you have these relationships, you have these conversations, you make sure people understand the reality. And the reality is they're getting their games in. And if they're not going to be able to play in L.A. with the Chargers and the Rams, or Santa Clara with the 49ers, those teams are going to play somewhere else. The schedule is set up where it is very easy to put the 49ers in Arizona all year long. You put the Chargers in Vegas all year long. You put the Rams in Dallas all year long. There are other things you can do to move these teams to a different state. And I think that Gavin Newsom probably got the message that not just football, but every other professional sports team and that huge tax base that comes from the 13.3% rate that applies to the highest earners in California, and most of these professional athletes are in that group, all that money is going bye-bye, because all those games are going to get played in a different state and the state taxes are going to be paid there. So I think at some point he realized, you know what? This is going to be a loser for me. I better come up with a way to make sure these sports can go forward.
Mike, thanks a ton. Great catching up with you. Always appreciate it.
See you guys.
Thanks, Mike.
That is Mike Florio. Fascinating, David, when you think about where the NFL is and the stuff that could happen today. And they keep kind of moving forward, but I don't know. I worry about the NFL. I just worry about the sport. Although the latest thing is they're looking at ways of making face masks out of the material from N95 masks. Maybe it'll end up being a plus.
You know,
want to thank everyone.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I mean, the worry is appropriate, but I think of all the sports leagues, we both agree they are in the best position to come out of this pandemic with the most positive outlook because of the timing of the calendar, because of when this came, and because of what's ahead and how much time they have before their season starts.
And it's going to be fascinating to see how that works out. We want to thank everyone connected to the program. Thanks for calling, texting, emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening.
And thanks to our crew. Thanks to Mr. Dustin Rhodes.
Obamagate.
And thanks to Kevo.
Morbidly obese, they say.
Wow. And Ray. Bless you, Ray.
The nicest bunch of folks on the planet.
All right. David, have a great day.
Have a great day, Mully.
It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 to the Score.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
If it is to be said, so it be. So it is.
For all station contest rules, go to 670thescore.com/rules.
Switch to Sprint and get our best unlimited deal ever. Four lines of unlimited for just $100 a month. If that's not enough, we're throwing in four Samsung Galaxy phones on us. Shop from the comfort of your home at Sprint.com, call 800-SPRINT-1, or come see us in our stores.
Phone after $35.42 per month credit for 18 months credit. Apply within two bills. If canceled early, remaining balance due. Unlimited basic after 7/31/21. Pay $35 per month per line with auto pay. Data deprioritization during congestion. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Speed maximums, use rules, $30 activation fee, and restrictions apply.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, this is pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
We know staying in is a little easier when you can grill out. That's why Ace will help you get a great grill for your family from the best brands like Big Green Egg, Traeger, and Weber. And with your local Ace right in your neighborhood, we'll assemble and deliver your grill for free. Then, to make it even easier, we'll include free fuel to help you get grilling. The brands you love and the service you trust, only at Ace. Offer valid for Ace Rewards members through May 31st on grills and accessories $3.99 and up. Propane tank not included. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.
When you need professional building materials in a hurry, the Home Depot has your back. With a huge selection of pro-grade building materials from the brands you trust. Lumber, roofing, concrete, and insulation. No matter what you need, all you have to do is ask. You can even get job lot quantities of work materials sent right where you need them with job site delivery. Exactly what you need, when and where you need it. The best jobs start at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Life has changed almost overnight.
Yeah, you have a lot of questions. We are going to try to get you some answers. I'm Mike Simpson.
And I'm Charles Feldman. Together, we host Coronavirus Daily, a podcast designed to help us all get through this crisis together.
We go around the world and talk to some of the top experts out there. So think of this as a guide for you and your family. Multiple ways to listen: radio.com, the radio.com app, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher.
Remember, that's Coronavirus Daily.
Each of us has a purpose. We are destined to do something meaningful, not only to support our loved ones, but to positively impact our communities throughout the country. What do you think a private Christian education looks like? Grand Canyon University offers over 175 high-quality online programs across 9 colleges. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on radio.com? Download the app or head to radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions. Go to your app store or radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.
The Score covered ESPN's Last Dance from beginning to end with the people who lived it.
B.J. Armstrong.
You know, we played blackjack, and the whole team would always play against Michael.
Bill Winnington.
People really forget how good Scotty was.
Jordan's trainer, Tim Grover.
I'm going to come back stronger.
Lou Kanellis.
And the guy I felt the most sadness for was Michael Jordan.
Scott Williams.
All the success that I have has because of Michael Jordan making one phone call for me.
Dan Patrick.
Making sure I brought Jordan to life.
Jason Hayer, director of The Last Dance.
Why go to Phil Jackson and say you can go 82-0 and you're still not coming back?
Scott Burrell.
They weren't coming to beat the Bulls. They were coming to beat Jordan.
Will Perdue.
We got to see 6 championships in 8 years. We were spoiled.
Dr. Todd Boyd from The Last Dance.
A huge percentage of the population has been watching this.
Former Seattle coach George Karl.
Jerry thought I was playing a negotiating ploy.
Andrea Kramer.
They went out as champions. Isn't it better to go out that way?
Go to 670thescore.com to hear The Score's incredible interviews with the people who lived the 90s Bulls. 670 The Score is a radio.com sports station.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Listen to Lawrence Holmes weekdays noon to 2 on The Score.
Jason Goff, postgame host of Bulls basketball.
The humanization of Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan has been presented to us in a very polished, market-conscious, brand-conscious for a long time. In the first 2 hours, you heard Michael Jordan talk like a human and have human interactions. And before Michael Jordan became Michael Jordan, which is somebody gets immense fame and immense fortune, two country dudes with with a dream. Like, that's what I got from it in the Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen relationship focus on the 1997-1998 season. Just two country boys with a dream who lived it to the fullest, but ran into what the business end of many industries usually bring, which is, you know, mistrust, distrust, deceit, scorn, all those things.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to two on Sports Radio